And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a great show lined up for you today. Rick Carr and Ted Thibault from Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon Lures. We're going to be talking some hooks, some lures, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem! Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today is going to be. Talking some awesome stuff with Rick and Ted, man. This is going to be a blast.
Yeah, yeah. And we have him in the studio here in the world headquarters, Rick Carr. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
And from the Gamakatsu headquarters in Washington, we have Ted Thibault. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hi, Ted. Hey,
fantastic. Great to have you. How's the weather in Washington today? Is it raining?
Well, it's a typical kind of a drizzly day here this morning, but the sun is supposed to shine later this afternoon and most of all of next week. So we got a great stretch of weather coming up here that we're all looking forward to.
Fantastic. And, of course, salmon season right around the corner up there, right?
Absolutely. You know, things are just starting to get kind of geared up. They just released the dates for halibut, you know, here recently as well. So a lot of people, a lot of activity, folks getting geared up to really start hitting it out there.
Yeah, fantastic. And I, speaking of salmon, the Central California season opened here, and I guess it was really, really good, right, Rick?
Yes.
Yeah. They were talking about having a possible closure, but yet they opened the season, and wow, look what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. It is really good.
It is really good. That just shows you that science sometimes doesn't really know what they're doing, right? Kind of like...
I was going to say, remind you something else that's going on around here?
It's kind of like the science that they're doing with sardines right now,
I was thinking bluefins.
Oh, bluefin too. Yeah. But no, there's a new threat, and this is something that we should all be aware of.
Fill me in. I'm not aware.
And CCA is on it and working hard on it. They are once again trying to reduce the quota on sardine catch. And you know that means.
Sure.
Bait for us, and that's everything. And because they're doing all their studies offshore, well, everybody knows
all the sardines inshore.
I have never seen out surfing and moving around inshore, fishing inshore. I've never seen so much sardine. Sardine is everywhere right now. But you got to go where it lives, right, to do your studies. And that's something that the scientists can't figure out, I guess.
I remember one of the study, you know, one of the times they were trying to do this years back, and Buck Everingham was on the show talking about it, and they were saying there's no sardine around. He said the sardine pattern's the same way every day, because I fly my plane and see tonnage from, you know, the dark until 10 a.m., and there's as much as you could ever want to see. And then at 10 o'clock, it hugs the bottom or disappears or goes wherever it goes. He goes, I couldn't tell you where it was after that either. And the scientists were telling him, no, like, there's no sardine around anywhere. And he went up in the airplane with him at the appropriate time. And, oh, okay, never mind. I guess there is.
Yeah. Have somebody that really knows what they're talking about teach the scientists. That's basically what it is. But anyway, let's talk about hooks and jigs.
Yeah.
And, Ted, big introduction. We talked a lot about it last week on Let's Talk Hookup. Sea Falcon, why don't you fill us in on what that is?
Sure. Well, Sea Falcon is a Japanese-based company. All the lures are made in Japan. They're handmade. And so we were looking to, expand our product line, and this partnership opportunity came to us, and they approached us, and we discussed it. And, you know, Sea Falcon Lures has been around for about 30 years. And truthfully, they've been distributed over in Florida by someone else. There was an individual that was actually trying to do this, but Sea Falcon wanted to reach out and have more of an impact. So since Kamikatsu is such a, you know, nationally known brand and worldwide known brand, they felt it was a better fit, and so did we. So when the opportunity presented itself, we were super excited to partner with these guys, and it fits our philosophy, you know, as a Japanese company, as far as quality and workmanship and things of that nature, and the things that you're used to when you purchase something from us.
Yeah, and so... I know Rick's been working hard getting him into dealers here in Southern California. And what are the hot ones, Rick? What are the ones that people here are looking at and going, I got to take this in?
They're beautiful jigs.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, right now, most of that slow pitch stuff, one that's really, really popular is called a Z-Slow.
Z-Slow.
And I mean, that's... 120 all the way up to 300 grams.
And that Z is like in reference to the how it falls, like the shape of the pattern that it's falling in, right?
Right. That's actually, the Z slow comes from 45 grams up to 350 grams. I mean, it's
wow.
A big section of the, you can do so many things with it because of the fact that you can go down from 45, but probably Southern California is going to be 220 to 350. It most of the sales are going to be in that for like tuna, bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna. That type.
Although last week, Polaris Supreme was saying like 80 to 100 gram, right?
Right.
So
yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
and I really think current has a lot to do with it. I think size of the bait has a lot to do with it. And so that's why you have that big range of sizes.
That's all cool. Right. Yeah.
The other thing I'd like to add, if I could, Pete, is also just the number of colors. You know, there's 10 colors that we're offering, you know, in that as well. And you know, the one thing that really sets Sea Falcon apart, I think, from a lot of the other jigs there, is just the quality and the workmanship. These are handmade. I mean, these are literally handmade and hand painted and hand burred. You can just, when you look at the product in the package, I remember when we got the samples, it was incredible. I mean, you look at the finishes, and it's just they're literally like works of art.
They are, yeah. Each one is individually packaged, and they don't come with hooks, which is a good thing because that's that comes into the Gamakatsu play, right, Ted?
Absolutely. We kind of debated that, you know, initially when we were going to launch this. Okay, should we? And then we thought, you know, we offer such a wide variety of assist hooks. And that was, you know, we expanded our assist hook line this year as well, kind of in conjunction with the launch of this product. And that gives anglers just the ability to kind of, you know, tailor it to their needs. You know, we felt that if we included a hook you know, maybe that's not the size you want, maybe that's not the species you're after, et cetera. So we felt that it was a better strategy to allow each angler to kind of custom the hook, you know, customize the hook that they want to put on the lure.
Totally. Yeah, and that way. So what are you putting on? So what if you get a 100 gram sea falcon? What are you putting on there, Rick?
Well, anything from on 100 gram, you're probably going to do either a 620 HD 620 assist hook or the new heavy duty 720.
720.
The 720 is a little bit bigger hook, and most guys are putting that on the bigger sizes for the big bluefin. But on and then you're looking probably 300, 350 gram. That's probably the two best-selling sizes for those big bluefin tuna. So then you're going to go with that heavier.
The 720.
Right.
Yeah.
The 720. And that comes with a 10-0, 11-0, and a 12-0 size hook.
Yeah.
And I the braided line's 600 plus. So, I mean, it's really strong.
And what about the 620? What size are those available in?
Those are in 5-0 through 8-0. So 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, and 8-0.
Yeah.
On the 620. And just one thing to point out on the 620, this is a technology we developed over in Japan. The 620 offers a feature called HyperShield. And HyperShield is applied to that hook. It's a very specialized process. And what that does is reduces the corrosion dramatically.
Okay.
So that 620, we want to see how that does out in the marketplace and the acceptance by anglers. But that's not something to overlook. That's a big deal because that hook stays and holds its point just incredibly.
It's sharp, boy. I like that 620 HD. That's a great hook and looks to be one that's going to get a lot of bluefin mouth this summer, right?
Yeah. And don't forget.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, Gamakatsu now makes split rings. We make barrel swivels, snap swivels, solid rings, all kinds of things for rigging your assist hooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we make a cast jig in the Sea Falcon line that is gorgeous. That is 30, 40, and 60 gram.
Okay.
But it's the two popular colors are going to be anchovy and sardine, and they look phenomenal. But you can rig those with our Siwash hook, if you wanted a single, you could put one of our trebles on there. And remember, we have some really heavy duty, nice treble hooks that have what they call a magic eye, which pushes right into a split ring, and
yeah.
You don't need a split ring plier.
I know that it's not what your intention was for them, but I rig a lot of my jigs, you know, similar style jigs with that Octopus 4 extra strong hook.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of become my favorite lure for like any of those dart style jigs, you know, from 60 to 100 grams or so. I like that 704 extra strong Octopus.
And I know a Wahoo Bomb maker.
Yeah, same.
That's what he uses exclusively. Yeah. Is that 984 series in the eye.
Wait a minute, I thought that was for squid fishing. Sea bass fishing.
Yeah, it is. We carry it for a squid sea bass hook.
Yeah.
But it is my favorite replacement for, you know, that, you know, those smaller dart style jigs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Taking off the lighter treble hooks,
yeah,
and then putting that.
It's just a little bit longer shank. It's got a good barb. It's sharp. It's slightly offset.
Yeah.
It's just a really good hook for it.
And do you attach it with one of those Gamakatsu split rings?
Heavy duty split ring.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah. So explain, you were talking about something you don't need pliers for, that hook.
The magic eye.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, the magic eye has been...
The magic eye.
It's pretty cool.
It's tapered so that it pushes into the split ring, and then you just push it into the split ring and twist it, and it goes right on.
So if you can imagine the wire, you know, normal wire is round.
This is on the hook.
It's on the hook, the eye,
yeah,
of the hook.
The eye of the hook.
Right?
Yeah.
But
so
the top of that eye, instead of it, you know, instead of it being round, it kind of flattens out.
Yeah.
So you kind of wedge it in between where the split.
So you
comes.
Just take a regular pair of pliers and just wedge it right through.
Yeah. Depending on the strength of the split ring, you don't even need pliers. You know, I mean, on like the slightly lighter gauge ones, you can literally just push it in and,
yeah,
grab hold of the hook, and
nice,
it splits the split ring for you, and then the eye follows right behind and slides right onto the split ring. They're really cool.
However, for people like Rick who don't want to use a magic eye, and they use the 984 series,
We make a split ring plier also.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Nice job.
I like those split ring pliers.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, they're nice. Yeah. In fact, that's something we should talk about is some of the new accessories that Gamakatsu has, right, Ted? Some of those boxes, right?
You know, exactly. You know, we've our G boxes have become very popular. They again, those are made in Japan. Just super high quality. You know, they're one-handed opening, and the tolerances are such that the dividers keep everything, you know, snug and secure, so you don't have terminal tackle or small tackle jumping from compartment to compartment. So again, those tolerances are super tight on there. And there was a there was some samples they sent us on these reversible boxes that have, they're like a deep V shaped that have holes in them. And I was like, that'd make a great, cause I knew we were coming with Sea Falcon. I'm like, that'd make a great box for jigs. And so we brought that in. So we have two different sizes, the 3600 and the 3200 size. Okay. And, you can stack your jigs in there and then rinse them off with fresh water. That oh, yeah. You have one, don't you, Pete? Yes. Didn't I send you some?
Yes, you did. And that is the perfect jig box because, like you say, you can put your jigs in there sideways. You can wash them off because now when you wash it, it'll wash right through. Right, Ted?
Correct. It's got drain holes.
Maybe explain the deep V part. I'm just having trouble visualizing that in my mind.
So really what it is you've got a series of ridges, peaks and valleys, that run the length of the box, Rick. Okay. And what it does is allows, it creates a compartment, if you will, for the jig to sit inside. Got and because it's V-shaped, the way it sits in there, it kind of lays in there and nests in there very nicely. And then what happens when you flip it over, it's just the opposite of that. So they nest inside. So it's all very compact. That's the beauty of it, because we've been able to reduce the thickness of this. Because each one nests within each other. And picture's worth a thousand words on this one, but hopefully I'm explaining that well enough. But
if you go to gamakatsu.com and you look for which what are you looking for on that, Ted?
This is the you can go to our G-Box section. So just go to the G-Box section, and there's it's the 3600 reversible case, and there's a 3200 size as well.
36 and 3200. And what's nice, you know how when you put, like, yo-yo iron or jigs into a box and the hooks get tangled up and everything like that?
My lifetime has been spent shaking surface irons apart.
Yes. Just doesn't really happen with this
box.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me fired up.
And it's a very efficient storage for jigs.
Uh-huh.
Yo-yos, flat falls. You could even put stick baits in there, I would guess. Right, Ted?
Absolutely. That was, you know, we were looking at these for both fresh and salt water. You know, so like you say, stick baits are going to fit in there just great. Again, as soon as I saw them, I was just like, this is a really cool concept. And I think once people actually implement it and see what it can really do for them, they're going to be real excited. And I'm glad that you like it so much as well, Rick.
I wouldn't have thought that the first thing that I'd be fired up on was a box, but I am. I like that.
I can tell.
Check it out.
And just the latch system, if it's like the other ones, because we carry, you know, the 36 and 3700 size boxes already. And the latch system is just a lot nicer than some of the cheaper, you know, copies of that. Just
sure.
You know, the plastic hinges pop off and everything. And, like, the latch system on the Gamakatsu boxes are really nice.
You know how sometimes you get, like, little sores on your fingers for trying to open the boxes? It doesn't happen with those.
Mine, like, the top gets bulged out and those stupid latches on some of your competitors just fling right off and they break. And, so I like the latch on the Gamakatsu box a lot more. So, I'm stoked to see that. That's awesome.
So, boxes... What's new in the hook lines there, Ted?
What's new in the hook line? Boy, we've introduced, you know, one of the things that I think I'd like to talk about that's new is a product called our Spring Lock Spinner. The Spring Lock Spinner is a cool product because it's a we've implemented some new technology with this one. It's really designed for some of your inshore fishing. And, you know, putting a big swim bait on or a big soft plastic, and it's got a blade that spins underneath it, and it's weighted. And it's got a spring keeper, so you can thread your bait onto it. And it's called a double down. We partnered with somebody to create this new spring lock that you can actually screw the plastic into. So, guys that are fishing that type of thing near shore or inshore, something definitely worth taking a look at. We've got a lot of interest in that product, and it's been selling very well for us.
And the sizes on that are, they go from a 3-0 size hook up to a 12-0 size hook. So the guy that's fishing the big type slugs, maybe from MC, or or even some of the Depths product that's out there, those bigger rainbow trout type pattern things, it's phenomenal. And
it, does it have a spinner on it?
It does have, it has an underspin, wired underspin on it with a small leaf. It's really, it's going to be a great seller for
me. Yeah. Sounds great. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We have just scratched the surface between Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon here with Rick and Ted. Really going to be a great show for us.
This is awesome. Yeah, if you want to join us this morning, man, we'd love to hear from you. So much good info coming out of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And if you want to be a part of it, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's our phone number. Or text the show. Our texts are already firing in. And if you want to join in on that, the text the show option is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a totally free download on your smartphone or your whether it's an Apple or an Android device. Just go to anywhere you get apps, do a search for Let's Talk Hookup. You'll see it right away. It's a totally free service and a great way to listen to the show and a great way to participate via the text the show option. Make sure you let us know where you're texting from. And again, this is a reminder, it is only a one-way system, so we're not able to reply back to those texts, but lots of great questions. And if you want to talk to Ted or talk to Rick, that's a great shot for you. That, again, or the phone number, 213-432-1090. And not only are we talking Gamakatsu today, not only are we talking these new Sea Falcons today, we are also giving away a killer prize pack. And that is a package that includes these handmade Sea Falcon lures and Gamakatsu assist hooks to go with it. So we're going to be talking more about these great jigs throughout the show today, and one lucky caller is getting an opportunity to try them because you're getting a hand-picked kit coming right to you. So an awesome prize and a great day, and when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts. You stay tuned. We got a great show coming for you. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Gamakatsu, talking Sea Falcon, and the phones are absolutely packing up solid this morning.
Yes, they are, and also the texts are coming through, too, so text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Want to throw out a huge happy birthday to our buddy Don Hansen, 87 today.
Wow, happy birthday,
Happy
Don.
Happy birthday, Don, and also get well, Don. We need you back at full power.
That's
here.
Right.
So get well, and big happy birthday to the legendary Don Hansen there, Dana Wharf of Sport Fishing. Look forward to talking to you and see. And I know you're listening because Captain Dave says you're always listening.
That's right.
So,
he doesn't let it slip
that.
Up.
Yeah, no question about it. All right. Hey, phones are packed up. They want to talk to Rick and Ted, so let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
That sounds good to me, man. Let's get it started off with Roger, who's called us from up in Fullerton this morning. Roger, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you very much. And, happy birthday, Mr. Hansen. I fished with you 50 years ago off San Clemente Pier. I'll never forget the thrills we used to have. Anyway, how do you fish these new lures? They sound really exciting.
You fish them differently because they're not all the same thing. We have a lot of what they call the slow pitch. It's a type of a drop type bait or a drift type bait. So they fall in a kind of a slow action, looks like a wounded bait going down, real erratic depending on the sizes and depending
on... Like a flat fall.
Yeah, similar to a flat fall. Very similar to a flat fall.
The beauty of that is the action is achieved on the sink. So no fancy funky wine, no anything else. Take your reel out of gear, let that thing fall down.
That's right.
And like the
do they work on the retrieve?
Most of the time.
They also work on the retrieve.
But you can, but it would be more of a just to bring it back up to let it fall back through the water column, honestly.
Okay. Would you burn it back up so that you're getting up quicker for that thing to, you know, you're just getting it back up high so it can fall again? Or is it better to kind of lift and drop the rod as you're winding? Like,
I would think on the slow pitch stuff, it would be better not to rip it. But we do make a fast pitch lure also, which is the same actual configuration of shape, but much narrower.
Okay.
So it's much faster. And then you can probably rip that. You're going to get a shimmy. And a vibration coming up, almost like you could yo-yo it and then let it drop again.
Let it drop again. Ted, any input on that?
Yeah, I want to add also, one of the things, since there's such a wide variety of these, this is what's so cool. It's one of many things that's so cool about this product line is we've actually created a jig spec chart. And what this does is every one of these jigs, to answer the gentleman's question, is very specific on what it does and how it falls, how much it slides, where the weight's balanced, that type of things. We created a chart on the website that you can go to, and it'll actually show you the fall speed, the weight balance, the pause time, whether it works well in strong or weak current, the pulling resistance, and the slide width. And it's all mapped out on this little graph that's very easy to kind of follow and understand. So when you're looking at one of the products, it gives you a very good insight as to both the profile of the jig, the side view of it, cross-section, if you will, as well as the dive profile and how it's going to fish through the water. And it's so it really gives you kind of a little bit more insight to each product.
Yeah, that is cool, the way you show that pattern on the website. And that's Sea Falcon Lures, Sea Falcon USA, is it?
Yeah.
That's correct. It's seafalconusa.com.
Yeah, and you can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website on the links page. We have the link up there. So it's seafalconusa.com. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Roger. Appreciate that
very
much. Nice text. Good text from Travis in Corona. He says, what size HD 620 for 90-gram jig? What size 720 for 300-gram jig? Would you use one or two hooks? Guys, Ted, Rick?
I'd use two hooks, definitely. I mean, that's the way they're rigging these things. On the 350, I'm going to go 10-0 at least, but you can go 11-0 or 12-0 on that 720.
Okay.
And the other one, I'm thinking 6-0 is a better size.
That's the 620 HD.
On the 620 HD on that smaller size. Yeah.
Ted, I've seen the rigging, you know, I mean, we've seen it at the tackle store. We've seen it every way. Every way you can imagine. Assist hooks, split ring hooks, all kinds of things, tops and bottoms and things like that. On the Sea Falcon jigs, is there a preference in rigging? Do you like to have the hooks hang from the top versus the bottom? And we kind of see those things always? What has there become a preference from guys so far?
No, you know, it really is dealer's choice on that one. And that was one of the other things we really debated again, you know, whether we include hooks or not on them, because it's just, we see such a wide variety, you know, depending on the people that we're talking to and the consumers that we're getting feedback from. Boy, just some guys swear by a single hook, some guys swear by a double up top. You know, it's just such a wide variety, Rick, that there's not really a standard go-to that seems to be the most popular.
Again, I think that's almost the beauty of a lure like that, is it works while it's falling. So whether those hooks are, you know, hanging down from the top or the bottom, it probably doesn't affect the action much one way or the other.
No, and it seems like, you know, we get a lot of people that will put the single hook on top, single hook on bottom. I would say probably that's one of the more popular. But, again, we just launched an entire new lineup of double assist hooks. And if you go to the website, gunnerkatsu.com, you can check out all the new assist hooks. It's broken down by categories. The assist hooks are listed in their own category on the site, and there's just a ton there. Now, some of the new stuff's a little bit on the lighter side, you know, the smaller species, that type of thing, not necessarily bluefin. But there's some great stuff there on some of those smaller applications for some of those smaller weighted jigs.
All right. Okay. Good deal. All right. Thanks. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones,
Rick. You got it, buddy. Don from Woodland Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Don. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Rick, Ted, love the Gammakatsu HD circle hooks. They're just really fit a really nice niche in the hook series, and they do a really good job on this bluefin tuna that we see. My question for you is if you could describe a little bit how actually either, you know, how a hook is made. I mean, we see them all the time, but we don't hear a lot about, you know, what it takes to make our favorite hooks.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to hear you. I'll take this one if I could, Rick. But it's interesting to have you say that because, you know, I've been to Japan now, you know, a few times, and we're not even allowed. Pardon me. We're not even allowed to see the factory. They really keep that process very, very. There's only a handful of people that really get to see that whole process. But I will say this to answer your question. We're using some of the most high quality, high carbon steel that's made. I think that's really the difference. That's where it all starts. And as we all know, you can't have a hook that's extremely stiff and one that's very weak. And through our process, we have figured out that sweet spot, and it's taken years to do so, where the hook can have some slight flex to it, but it's still, you know, you're still not going to have it break or have any issues with it. And then the sharpening process, I think that's really the second thing that truly sets us apart is the sharpening process. It's one of the most modern in the world. It takes a perfectly conical point. And it has that sharpness that we're all accustomed to when we hear the name Gammakatsu.
Yeah, that's one thing that really sets the Gammakatsu hook apart from other hooks is that sharpness is just mind-blowing would be the only way to describe it, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say also on our ringed hooks, another thing that sets us aside is we make a one-piece ring, and the eye of the hook is actually bent around the ring in the process.
It's not a welded ring.
It's not a welded ring, so you get a much smoother ring, and it's just a sweet way to do it. It really is.
Yeah, good point. Very good. Hey, good question, though, but, yeah, it's very proprietary information. Don't want to let out any secrets in the factory. I know a lot of factories are like that. It's like they don't want to show anybody on the outside, right?
I know. I'm
the inside.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm like, I work there. I know. Yeah. I'm like, I work here. And it's like, no, you know, we're just, nobody gets to see that. It's like, okay.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I know that, Rick, you'd always talked about that's one of the big things on Gammakatsu, too, is the actual steel that they use is such a higher grade than what a lot of their competitors use. Like, that's something that Gammakatsu really hangs their hat on.
It is. And we have, it's priority. So we get most all of that steel. It's just eaten up by us, so nobody actually can get it anyway. So
yeah.
it's a really high quality, the best carbon steel out there, and we get probably 98% of that stuff.
Wow, yeah. Amazing! All right, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Mike Lum. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Oh,
Mike Lum.
I just wanted to.
hey,
Ted. How are you?
Hey. I'm good, Mike. How are you? It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, nice hearing your voice on the show. It sounds like you guys have some great products coming up, and I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah. So, Mike Lum, we talked last week about the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo custom rod raffle. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness. It's been amazing, Pete. Thanks to all the generous supporters. Last week we kicked this off. We had 200 tickets that we were going to sell at $100 a piece. If you buy two, you got a third one for free. I really thought we were looking at about a month to sell these tickets. Well, we're down to 18 tickets as of about 5 minutes ago.
What?
So,
no way.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have 18 tickets. So if anybody is interested in getting involved in this this raffle, this is a very special raffle. We have six ultra custom rods. You can see all the information at rollokids.org. And if you want to buy a ticket, the most efficient way at this point to do that is to simply call us, and all the information for that is at rollokids.org. That is the best way to do it. Tim Baker is handling the calls. 909-223-9631 is the phone number, 909-223-9631. Call him, and if he is on the phone, just leave a message with your phone number, and he'll call you back in the order that the calls come in. I am quite certain that we will be out of tickets here shortly. And if you want to see the rods, just go to rollokids.org, click on the banner ad, and you'll be able to see all those beautiful rods. The very first drawing, once we sell the tickets, will actually be for a four-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. That'll be the first thing we give away, and then we'll start six weekly drawings for the rods, and each winner will get to select which rod from what's left. And I'll take care of all of that. And just can't tell you guys how much we appreciate the support. This has blown us away. A lot more kids are going to get to go fishing this summer as a result of this promotion, and couldn't have done it without you.
You get it's $100 a ticket per entry. There's only 200 tickets max. You buy two, you get one free. Is that still good for those last 18 tickets?
It is. Absolutely, absolutely. Right down to the very end, we will continue to do that, and that has been very popular. That has been a very popular way to buy into this. So for $200, you get three tickets, and all the tickets stay in for all the drawings. So even if you win a rod, you stay in for the other rod drawings. If you win the trip, you still stay in for the rod drawings. And if you haven't taken a look at the rods, you really should. And they're at rollokids.org. There's several in there that are just amazing. Simply amazing.
They're absolute works of art. We talked last week about the tribute to Kobe rod in there. That thing is amazing.
Unbelievable. It is. It really is.
That's great. So again, information at the best way to do it, you could email, but I don't think you're going to get one of those 18 tickets. So call Tim.
No, you've got to call Tim.
Yeah, 909.
That's right.
909-223-9631. 909-223-9631 is the number. Call Tim right now. 18, well, probably less than that, right? Yeah.
Probably less now.
Yeah, because I'm sure Tim's has been flooded. But congratulations, Mike. You are amazing. And Tim, and all the work you do for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea to take kids fishing, we sure appreciate your efforts.
Well, thank you guys very much. Have a great show, and I'll look forward to seeing those products, Ted.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, all right, Mike. Buddy. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Signal sounds kind of scratchy, so if you can't hear me, I'll understand if you want to drop a call. But here's my dilemma. I like to do a lot of rock cod fishing, and I always fish specifically with a Berkeley Gulp grub or any kind of a plastic curly-tailed swim bait. The problem is I can't find on the market a large 3-4-5-aught straight shank hook with a barb on it to hold the plastic or the Berkeley grub on the shank long enough before it starts sliding off. Why don't they make one of the larger hooks with a barb on it? There's no reason to try and reinvent the wheel with all these little twisty tails or twisty little barbed springs on them. it just don't seem to work for me. And I get the super glue thing, but you can't do that when you're on a fast bite on a boat and you can't have that time. So do they make
any ideas,
a large...
guys? You're talking like a large bait holder. That's what he's got to be talking is a bait holder hook. And we make bait holder hooks. We just don't make them in really big, large sizes, unfortunately. But the whole idea is to hold the worm on the shank of the hook.
Right.
And it's just we don't do it.
How big do the bait holder hooks come up to?
Ted? I don't have...
No, so here's what I was going to suggest to him in all honesty. We make a product called the Superlight Spring Lock Hook. And that starts off in a 3-aught and goes all the way up to a 7-aught.
Oh.
And it has a spring lock built into the eye of the hook. So you thread your plastic onto it and then rig your plastic to the point of the hook. And that'll prevent that from ever coming off there. We even make them in weighted styles too. So if you want to add a little weight to it, we make weighted versions of that as well. So that's called our Superline Spring Lock Hook. And we make a weighted version as well.
Nice.
We also have a...
And it's a heavy duty.
Go ahead.
Yeah, heavy duty. And you also have what, Ted?
We also have a very big one for, like, the real big swim baits. It's called the Superlight Spring Lock Monster. And that one is in a 9-aught and goes all the way up to a 12-aught. And so if you're fishing some really big stuff, same concept applies there. So really the spring lock works much better in retaining the plastics on the shaft than any barb really can. And it really securely locks that bait into place so that you can catch more fish over and over again without having to worry about your bait being fouled.
There you go. That's the solution right there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up today. A lot of great more information from the boys at Gamakatsu. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Stavros Island. You've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Sea Falcon, talking Gamakatsu. If you want to join in the fun and maybe join in to get your shot at winning that killer Sea Falcon and Gamakatsu lure pack, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
I just learned something in the break that really has me excited. You remember last year how they were eating small hooks, right?
Bluefins, man.
I mean, it was bluefin. They were eating small hooks. Well, what about getting a smaller Nautilus circle hook, Ted and Rick?
Well, I'll take this one. We've been working on this now for a little over a year, and everybody says, we'll sell everyone we can get, Rick. We'll sell everyone we can get. Well, I had a conversation with Ted last week, and he's telling me that shortly we will have a size 4 and a size 2 in the standard Nautilus.
Wow.
And then
in the standard Nautilus.
In the standard
not the light. The
not
standard
the light,
Nautilus.
Not it. Just
wow.
The standard Nautilus. And then after that, probably a month or so, maybe more, we will have those same hooks ringed. So then you'll have your ringed Nautilus from size 4 through 6 up.
Yeah. And Nautilus hooks, once you start using them, you realize what they just blow away the competition.
Oh, they're awesome.
Because you have the Nautilus Light, you have the Nautilus Standard, and then you have the Nautilus HD.
And we're now, yeah, the HD was introduced last
year. Yeah.
Early last year, and we've done really well with it.
Yeah. And it's a heavy duty hook, but not the giant wire of some of the other HD hooks.
No, I think we really did our homework on this. I think I talked to a lot of skippers. I talked to a lot of fishermen. They said what you do with the standard live bait versus the heavy-duty live bait, it's a 30% thicker wire is all it is. So that's what we did with the Nautilus and the HD Nautilus. We did that 30% thicker wire.
Yeah.
It's done great. It's done great. Our Super Nautilus is a great hook, but it's
big.
Very, very big. So
Nautilus HD was the perfect gap filler. Like when you went to Super Nautilus, it needed to be on a very big bait. It needed to be in a chunk. It needed to be one of those things. Like it didn't fill the niche quite as good for trying to fly line a live bait like the HD does.
That's right. That's right. It was unfortunate that we introduced the HD at the time that everybody wanted the smallest circle hook.
I joked with Rick. Like, I am a Gamakatsu Nautilus hook user. That is what I like. It has nothing to do with the radio show. It has nothing to do with being buds with Rick and Ted. Like, that's my favorite hook. And I love the size of the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. I'll be totally honest with you. I'm having difficulty finding a scenario where the standard wire Nautilus hook isn't right for what I'm doing. I fish Guadalupe with that regular wire. I mean, granted, you know, catching a 100-pounder, you should probably be fishing a heavier gauge wire hook, but I have yet to make a failure in that hook. And in scenarios where it probably should fail, you know, I was fishing super short top shots, like 5 to 7 feet of 50-pound fluoro, and we were catching 50 to 125-pound yellowfin tunas and rail rodding and fishing as hard as you can, and with a 2-0, which that is not the right hook for that application, and not one failure at all. I didn't unbutton one. I didn't bend one out. I mean, I know that is kind of on the rev limiter for a hook of that wire size, but, man, I've yet to see a failure.
Yeah, for sure. Ted, any input on that?
No, I think you guys covered it really well. I mean, we're really excited to do this because, you know, it's difficult when we decide. It sounds easy just to expand the size run on these hooks. And, you know, the number of hooks that we have to do for a run of hooks to make it, you know, at the end of the day, we're a business. It's got to be profitable. It's got to make sense. And so that's where it takes some time sometimes for us to see how a hook develops in the marketplace, hear what the feedback is, see what the demand is. And we've had Rick was the biggest champion probably of these smaller hooks. We heard it from many, many customers. But Rick's really been instrumental in that whole Nautilus Circle product line and been a great asset for us on it.
I know we're not the only market, Southern California, but I can assure you it will be. It will instantly become the number one hook that we sell when that number two, I think the number two in particular, the number four as well for sure, but as soon as we get our hands on that, that will become the number one selling hook, at least that we have at our shop. I'm really confident about it. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
And just, Rick, just to kind of further that point, that should be available right around the first part of June. May turn into mid-June, but it should be hopefully just great timing for the fisheries down there. Yep. And we'll keep our fingers crossed because getting containers in and those types of things have been a bit challenging. So there may be some delays there. But right now, if everything, keep our fingers crossed, it should show up right about then.
All right.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Cool. Great news.
That's good news. Yeah, fantastic. Well, hey, let's jump back on the phones. Rick,
you got it.
Up?
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Every single phone line is busy right now, but that is your number to get through, and we're going to be taking a lot of your
phone
calls.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about before you jump into that phone is the prize today. Ted.
Yes.
Describe what you've put together.
So this package, we're calling this, I work with Rick on this, Rick Carr. Rick and I talked on the phone, and we decided to come up with a Bluefin package is what we decided to call this. And it has a retail value of $250. That's the retail value of this prize today.
Whoa!
So we wanted to get aggressive and have some fun on the show today with, and one lucky listener is going to be able to get this package. So it's an assortment of the new Sea Falcon jigs, some of the more popular ones that we have. We're including all the assist hooks, the 720, an assortment of assist hooks to rig with every one of these. We're going to throw in the G-Box reversible 3600 that we talked about earlier in the show for the jig to be able to be stored in. The 7-inch split ring fishing pliers, some boat decals, some buffs, and all the terminal, the swivels and the split rings to add everything together. So basically when you get this package, you'd have everything you'd need to be able to go out there and catch a fish of a lifetime.
Wow.
That's cool,
hooks,
you guys.
Sea Falcons, G-Box, everything.
Pliers, bus, the whole
thing.
Yeah,
the whole
cool.
thing. Yeah, great. Well, that's so one lucky caller is going to win that today. Fantastic.
Sign me up.
Could be this next person you're going to bring up here.
You got it. That's Harry. Harry's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Harry, congratulations. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, he didn't win it. Yeah.
Good morning,
yeah,
gentlemen.
True. But, yeah.
But he's in the running.
Yeah, he's in the running.
Well, I hope I win it, but I have a very basic question for you gentlemen. I have the full assortment of Gamakatsu hooks, both ringed and non-ringed. What is the application? When and how do you use them?
Well, you know, a lot of it is preference, but when you're live bait fishing, you're better off with a ringed hook. For one reason, it helps the bait to swim more naturally, and you present to you're hopefully going to get bit for the guy that doesn't have the ringed hook because his bait isn't swimming as naturally. Also, when you are bit, then the leverage is actually on your side rather than the fish pulling away with hook and line. He's pulling against that ring, and it can swivel in the eye of the hook and hopefully not chafe and have issues that way. Would you think?
I agree with that. I think that the latter part on ringed hooks for me is more important than the other. I'm with you. I think with weak bait, maybe a ringed hook helps a little bit. I definitely think with stiffer, heavier line, it probably helps a little bit being able to swivel. But I think that the bigger benefit of using a ringed hook is that you tend to create a smaller hole in the fish's mouth because as you lift and drop your rod, the ring pivots on the hook instead of the line pivoting the hook in the fish. I think that the smaller hole that's created from the hook is a bigger benefit of the ring hook than the live bait part, which the live bait part is what everybody talks about the most, but I'm with you on the latter, Rick.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, we got another great text that came through. This one was from our buddy, let's pull it back up here, from Steve from Los Angeles. Says, I'm looking for a perfect hard bait storage box, ideally with individual doors so you could access hard baits individually, but I'm trying to find the perfect hard bait box from Gamakatsu. What do you guys have? That was our good buddy Steve in L.A.
All right. Steve, hey, what do you got, Ted?
We might have lost Ted.
Might have lost Ted there.
Well, I can tell you right now that it's not an we don't have an individual door for each bait. It's going to be one door. But the divider system is phenomenal, and it will work. And I would think that this this for a hard bait, this new
that DV that DV one you were talking about earlier
would work too, especially because there are some holes in it, so you might be able to hook your hook in it.
Okay.
Yeah, you really will, Rick. They'll nest in there really nicely because I played around with it. I took a wide variety of lures to store in these boxes, and that type of a bait fits in there just beautifully, and it does. It keeps the hooks. What's really cool about it is the hooks can kind of lay underneath it down in that channel, and the bait's nested in there to where they don't get really tangled up. And I would say that's probably going to be your best choice for that application is that 3200 or 3600 reversible case.
No. 3600 or 30 the G box 3600 to 3200 reversible is what it's called.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right.
Now that's on a hard bait, so I'm sure he's talking bass bait that type of thing with treble hooks. And if it was a smaller bait, you might even be able to go to that one that we sell. It's got the S. It's the SF. It's a foam insert at the bottom of the.
Oh, okay.
And you can it's got gaps that you slide your treble hook in. And it would hold it in place.
Okay.
Depending on, that's in a narrow box, so depending on the size of the bait, if it was smaller, hard baits, trout baits, things like that, it would work really well. But guys store all kinds of things in those. They store all their treble hooks in by size. It would make a great fly box, especially if it was a saltwater fly guy, because you slide that hook, the point of the hook, into that groove, and it holds it in place.
I just like the idea of not having a giant ball of treble hooks where everything is all tangled up at the same time.
That's right. That's
but then again, you lose the noise of surface irons clanging together, too, which,
you still get that and they're reversible, too.
Yeah,
you still can get some, you get some clanging,
get
and they
clank
just don't, they just don't stick together.
All right, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in there.
So, there you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the text. Great job.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and the catch report. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pockets. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.